Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
Hour number three, Danny and Dusty on this Monday. No Meringue thing today. The Blazers exit interview is going long.
Going long today.
But we're opening this thing up to you at 503-864-6326, Vancouver 4 text line. And in the chats, youtube.com/1080am the fan and twitch.tv/1080am the fan. All right. I want to hear from Blazer fans and just take inventory of where you guys are at. Getting the lay of the land, this Blazers season, we knew what it was heading into it. The expectations were met for what they were going to be. 21-61, that is about it. You take all the injuries into account. Yeah, I mean, that's six or seven wins here or there. Gives you that 28.5 Vegas over-under. And Portland easily gliding in under, with the under. So I want to get your feedback on what this season was. This text says, I just wish more Blazer fans were willing to make a statement by not showing up. I refuse to even accept free tickets because they gouge the fans when they get in the door. I can get a $20 beer there while I have $18 15-pack of Ninkasi in my fridge. Now, I don't think that this is unique to Portland in that regard.
Yeah.
It is expensive to go to a game. It's jarring. If you're going to a game and whether you're going with somebody else or you're taking your family, like those prices are expensive. I wish more franchises, including the Portland Trailblazers, took a page out of the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
And they, or the Masters, where you go with the cut rate, even if the quality, and what the Blazers do have, they have a lot of really good quality, kind of the local restaurant pop-ups that they have around the arena. Those are nice to have, and those are good to have. But also, at the same time, give these ultra-affordable options because that's what keeps people coming back and will keep fans happy, especially in a time like this. But even to have it, like I think the Falcons have released over several years now, is that people come back and they buy more. They're buying more product from
right.
you.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because guess what? Instead of a $12 beer, maybe go have two $6 beers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is not rocket surgery.
But I understand that plight, and I get it. I get it. We were talking about Scoot Henderson earlier. Last 20 games of the season, Scoot, he did look more comfortable. He looked like he was playing at a far better clip. And look, there was never going to be this. And people that thought that Scoot was going to come in and take over and be as efficient or effective as a Damian Lillard, that was never the expectation, because Damian Lillard had 4 years of college experience, had a roster that was far more complete around him,
yeah,
and had the ability to shoot, which is a big shortcut in the NBA. Scoot was going to be a project, and we know this, right? But if you look at just the last handful of games of this season, you saw a little bit of scoring pop, the comfortability of him being a bit more of a creator, and his assist numbers obviously showed that. Mm-hmm. Now, are you playing against teams that sometimes are mailing it in and you're getting your teeth kicked in and those numbers can be propped up? Yeah. They can be.
Yeah.
But we did see growth out of Scoot. And like this text says, you know who else had comparable rookie stats to Scoot? Johnny Flynn. Yeah. I mean,
I'm not sure which direction he's trying to go there.
I'm not gonna polish a turd for anybody here.
Uh-huh.
But 14, 3, and 5 is a good baseline for him. What we saw
thrown into the fire
was a 19-year-old who turned 20 during the season go through some very real struggles. Expected.
Yeah.
I don't think we know one way or another what Scoot Henderson will be as an NBA player based off of these 82 games. But because of, one, being 19 for a majority of this season, injury kind of derailed him when he was starting to see an uptick, and then just being in the NBA and him not being a polished player. Also, let's not kid ourselves, the roster around him did not set him up for a ton of success in year one. We know he needs dead-eye shooters around him to kind of maximize that. We don't know what Scoot Henderson will be. The people that are in the camp of Scoot is already a bust, it's still far too early to say that. But it is also far too early to say he will be a building block of this franchise. And if you were to ask me right now which way the organization would go in 2 or 3 years, I think that would be his skill set, if growth continues, is going to be a tradable asset to where it fits somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they get those dead-eye shooters in around Portland, or he develops a three-point shot that, hey, last game of the year was pretty damn good for him when he played Houston. But outside of that, it was not, because he did not play yesterday. It was not that was not the case for a majority of this season. But we did see an uptick as the season went on. Encouraging sign, yes. We don't know either way which way it'll be. This text says, look to trade Time Lord in the offseason or keep him into next season and maybe trade him high if healthy. Look, not having Robert Williams this year, they pulled the plug on that really early.
Yeah.
Just said, hey, let your knee heal. We'll get you in a full year coming up next season. Look, that's a big bodies are hard to come by in the NBA. When he is healthy, he is a very serviceable player. I think we forget that he's even on the roster sometimes.
Right, no, exactly.
But that's where I go back to, this team is not as far off from being competitive in games during the regular season as 21-61 would lead you to believe.
Well, and DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams III would be a hell of a 1-2 punch at center.
Yes, it would be.
That's a lot of talent right there.
Yeah, they really would be. I think we also forget Malcolm Brogdon because of how early he was shut down. That the tradable asset and the tradable piece that he could be moving into this offseason. This roster is so far away, folks. It is so far away from being a competitive playoff team. It is not that far off from being competitive game night in and night out. Which is probably not the it's not what you want to hear heading into 2025, where the draft class is absolutely loaded to the gills.
Yeah.
And if they have another season like they did this year, they might be in a position. But here's the slippery slope is that we said this year, we're entering year three of a true rebuild.
Yeah.
Heading into next season. It's actually year five of non-competitiveness. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that to permeate within your organization.
Yeah.
So if you're asking me, I think we see revolving doors again this offseason because you don't want losing to become your culture.
Well, and with this draft that it isn't exactly deep, and next year's, which is supposed to be, so yeah, I mean, are we supposed to expect another tankopotamus next year? I mean, is that the end game? Is this the process? Are we supposed to trust it?
May 12th will be an indicator of that. Mm-hmm. If they get one or two in that draft, I think that you're a little bit more optimistic. Mm-hmm. The free agency period, to me, which is not free agency, it's trading.
Yes.
It's your trade period.
Yeah.
And we've heard Joe Cronin wants to be aggressive every single offseason.
Yep.
And look, for people that say he has not been aggressive, he has been, because look at the Damian Lillard return that's kind of been turned over a couple of times now. If Malcolm Brogdon gets dealt, then that Damian Lillard trade is still not over yet. If other pieces get moved, you sit there and you look at it and you go, all right, there are a lot of moves to be made that wholly change the construction and core of this roster.
Yeah.
And I feel like if the Blazers organization wants to push in for next year, we're going to see some bigger changes.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there and rip it to the studs like we've seen over the last 2 years, though, because I think what we're seeing is the fan base is out on that.
Yeah, and how long will the fan base be okay with them seemingly continually kicking the can down the road?
Yep.
And saying, well, okay, well, but next year's draft is really good.
Well, this text says, with the strength of the next year's draft, I'd anticipate another 60-loss team. It'll be interesting to see what they do with some of the vets on this team this year. I wholeheartedly agree with
and
that.
And that's the thing, too, is that even though, you know,
it will be interesting.
You've got your diehard fans that see that and realize that, okay, yeah, they're trying to maybe push forward one more year and get to that next good draft. But for your... for your, I don't even want to say fringe fans, but for your regular everyday fans, you know what I mean?
Yep.
At what point, it's you'd rather have angry fans than apathetic fans.
Sure.
And I feel like they're on the verge of
well, we saw this
apathetic fan.
Like this text says, I told myself for 5 years that this is your Travis Outlaw pops. I won't fall in that trap again. I'll believe it when I see it about any of these quote unquote kids, right? Yeah. That's an okay mental state to be in, because there should be apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we go over this, like, it doesn't matter who the GM is or who the owner is. I mean, think of it. Everybody wants to point the finger at Jody Allen. Jody Allen has spent money on a G League team like the Remix to try and develop talent. It's not like they're shortchanging the staff or the roster, right? Because they had a pretty high roster for 61 losses. I think they're still top seven in salary in the NBA. Is that right?
Sure.
But they're not over the luxury tax threshold, mm-hmm. but they're hovering around it. And the way the CBA is kind of built, you are rewarded for that in the NBA with salary slotting. Jody Allen, think of where the Blazers are right now. They got to the place of being forced into this situation because of Neil Olshey, mm-hmm. and holding on to him for so long. And look, if we're being honest, last conference finals was 22 years ago for this team. Competitiveness, not 2019 where we know.
Yeah.
You know, that was
where you got mopped.
Just absolutely doors blown off.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at a chance of making it to the NBA Finals, it's been 22 years. And that's how long it's been. So it was in that influx, and then the Jailblazer era was under the eye of Paul Allen, right? And then you go to whether it was, you know, Steve Patterson to Kevin Pritchard to Rich Cho to briefly Chad Buchanan on an interim basis, and then Neil Olshey. Think about where this turnover has been and injuries. knocking their three pillars out in Roy, Aldridge, and Oden.
Mm-hmm.
Them's the breaks in the NBA, right?
Yep.
They had a core, and then the new CBA kind of blew all of that up, and they had to restart and overpay a lot of guys to stick around. And if Wes Matthews does not go down with an Achilles, I think that roster is wildly competitive in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was probably, you had a super young Damian Lillard, and if he stays healthy, what does that look like moving forward? But it really has been like the idea that this team has been close to contending for a championship in the last 22 years. It hasn't.
No.
It hasn't.
No, it has not.
And so this isn't just Joe Cronin or Jody Allen. And everybody wants to point at ownership. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Because you don't want to point at Dems to break sometimes.
Right.
Or, you know, the lottery gods not falling in your power.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have that lot and you got to restart and then build your way back up. And I'm glad that they tore it down to the studs and are doing it now. Some people aren't about that life, though. And we're finding that out.
Yeah.
With this fan base. So get to more of your feedback as the show goes on. But I want to revisit the Masters a little bit because Augusta National, it got us again. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
All right, 503-864-6326. This text, we'll get one more Blazer text in here before we move on because we've got to turn and burn here real quick. Then we'll get to Masters and Augusta National striking again. This text says, don't you think an owner willing to spend more would be better? Like the Clippers with Steve Ballmer? Again, remember when Steve Ballmer bought the team? It was, he's going to move that team to Seattle. He's going to take them all back. And he said, no, I bought this team because I bought LA, right? And LA is the allure there. And being in Los Angeles, you can attract players via free agency a lot easier, right? And we know that time and time again. If you look at where the Portland Trailblazers are heading into this season with their salary cap space, I think they ended up right around the middle of the pack. And look, they spent $171 million on this roster. They're wedged in between Dallas, and Cleveland.
Yeah.
With their cap available cap space.
Couple of playoff teams.
If you look at it, of non-playoff teams, they are the highest spenders.
Oh, yay.
The Memphis Grizzlies are the next closest. Blazers at $171 million and the Grizzlies at $162. You take also the fact that the Blazers, with the remix, investing money in that for player development, that is, look, you're not getting big pushes out of the G League, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is you're hoping that you can identify and develop some role players that can be serviceable when you get them to the NBA. Very few guys that we sit there and like, ah, star from the G League.
Right.
How do they miss him? But it's a worthy investment, and it's not one that is a money maker for you. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not a money maker. So the whole idea that the Blazers don't spend, they do spend. And look, people can get mad that, well, you're spending all this money and you're still not very good. Because if you look at the teams that spent the least amount of money, they are Utah, Detroit, Orlando, which has been on rookie scale deals for majority of their guys because they're always high in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now they finally have popped. Charlotte is at the bottom. In the top, the bottom five spenders are Utah, Detroit, Orlando, Charlotte, and San Antonio. Okay. Now, Orlando is the one that's in there that is a playoff team this year, that they've been the whipping boy of the league. So the idea that that ownership isn't spending money is not correct. They are.
Yeah.
The way that the CBA is structured, where if you get rid of some of your high price contracts and the way you dollar for dollar in trades, sending money out and bringing money in, it's hard to bring in high-paid players that are that star caliber,
yeah,
without having them on your roster already, especially in Portland, because you're not going to ring up the free agent market. Okay, we know that. And so, look, I understand the argument of, well, they're spending all this money and for 61 losses. Yeah, but they are spending the money.
Yeah.
And so money is not the object here.
Right.
It is, can you take this roster and flip it to being a competitive one in the next two seasons? Because I think that when you look at whether it's Chauncey, who got the vote of confidence from Joe Cronin today, or Joe Cronin himself as a decision maker and general manager, mm-hmm. this offseason and next season, they better make some monumental strides for job security's sake.
Because you've got some great ancillary pieces.
Yeah.
But what you need you need that big one, two, and maybe three.
Blazers are really good on the margins. I think Tumani Kamara is going to be a guy that I love the way he plays. I think Ryan Rupert is going to be a guy that is both those guys, solid role players in the NBA.
Yeah, like Kamara has been a tremendous, like, very pleasant surprise.
Guys that you just hang your hat on, and the city of Portland will love having them here because of their style of play.
Mm-hmm.
No ego amigos. They are guys you want to have around. It is star power. And, you know, whether it's you have a core that is good, but you don't have that great player on this roster. The core is good.
Yeah.
With Ant, Shaedon Sharpe, Jeremy Grant, DeAndre Ayton. You add into that, whether it is coming off the bench or in that starting lineup with Tumani Kamara and Ryan Rupert. Like, they have a solid core where you're like, that's why I say they're not far off from being competitive in the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, competitive night in and night out in games. They are light years away from being competitive at a star level, which wins in the NBA. Exactly. We know it wins in the NBA.
Yeah, they need that guy.
They do.
And probably another that guy.
Because every team that you're sitting there and you're saying they have conference finals or NBA finals aspirations,
mm-hmm.
not to win it even, just to be in the conference finals or to be in the NBA finals, they have two.
Yeah.
They have two.
Yep.
And Blazers don't. All right, the master strikes again. Augusta National, stuffy, but I'm not mad at him for this one. next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around.
Boy, what a great song for a master segment, huh? Oh, Mr. Carter, Mr. Carter, Mr. Carter! Mr. Carter!
Girl, you something else.
All right, at the Masters, they gave us a little bit of everything. Scottie Scheffler is dominant. I like Scottie Scheffler, man. He's a good-ass dude. And I just find myself pulling for guys like Scheffler. In him winning, that was like foregone conclusion, especially when he made that turn on 9 when he tucked it tight. And then again on 16 when he slammed the door shut. It was awesome, and he's a good dude. I like him. And look, he might be a robot, as one texter points out, but at the same time, he's a more fun robot than most of the donkeys that we see in professional golf.
Right.
One guy who's stepping up his game, though, he made headlines when he on Thursday wore... I don't even know, like, hammer pants on the course?
Yeah, they were pretty baggy.
Jason Day was a whole thing. Do we have that audio on the board?
I thought I saw it on there. Hang on here.
Uh-oh. We got the hot route. I thought you had it. Jason Day is now sponsored by Malbon, which is basically... They're like the Supreme of the golf world is the one way I would describe it. If you don't know what Supreme is, go look at idiot kids that just wear very expensive things and then have Supreme just plastered over the top.
Mm-hmm.
What Malbon does is they take designs of other things. They do collaborations with, you know, whether it's Nike or, you know, insert company here, and they plaster their logo on it and they put their own spin on it. That was the pants he was wearing, were the big old hammer pants out there.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Hammer Time at Augusta.
Yeah.
Well, on Friday, he showed up in a vest. Like, it was like your sweater vest. Think Mike Ditka or Jim Tressel.
Mm-hmm.
But then put Malbon Golf all over it in massive letters. It was like, well, that's a statement. This happened.
They asked me to take it off, the vest off yesterday.
The busy one?
Yeah, the busy one. And respectfully, you do that because it's all about the tournament here. So, and I understand that. I respect the tournament, and that's what we're here to do, is try and play and win the green jacket.
Can we just get him to say Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah. Oh, we need it. We need it. His voice, it gets me. Every time I hear an Australian accent, I'm like, yes! Yes! That's fun!
Somebody makes you think of Dumb and Dumber too, which we just watched again the other day.
Somebody at Augusta National, and he said it wasn't the Masters, it was Augusta National.
Ooh.
They said, no. Too busy.
Yeah, you get that trash off my course.
Can you please take that, remove the sweater, please,
wow.
Jason Day. And that may be the most Augusta National thing you could possibly do. You've got... He's wearing a sweater vest, okay? It just was too busy.
Yes.
No, sir. That sweater vest, not here.
No.
You're going to have to take that off.
Thank you, no.
And I think, like, at times we forget, it wasn't until, like, 2012 that they allowed women to be members at Augusta National.
Right.
Like, nobody's going to be just sitting there letting anything roll on that course. So you got to make sure... You dress appropriately. And this goes back to, like, there have been guys that have worn, like, done television appearances afterwards. They wear their green jacket, mm-hmm. and they've gotten their hand slapped by Augusta because, like, they're wearing jeans. Or they're, you, how dare you wear that green jacket in jeans or shorts? You know?
Right.
Uh-uh. Apparently, you have to wear a collared shirt under the green jacket at all times.
Gotcha.
So, we should not be surprised one bit that somebody came across and was like, no, no, no. I want to know what the reaction was when Bryson DeChambeau picked up the little sign on the course and started lugging it around like he's Paul Bunyan, hacking down trees out there because right? he needed to move it so he could get his swing. Like, I want to, they probably said, Bryson, now listen here.
Yeah.
How dare you pick yeah. that up?
You got us this time. There will not be it next.
There will not be it. We will take that 3D printed club and shove it so far.
Red Foreman would be like, boy, they really got that up there.
He'd be like, whoa! Is that the grip I see? I love that.
Oh, they went that in first.
It's Augusta. All right. It's the Masters, baby. It's the Masters. All right. That was one of my favorite storylines out of the weekend. And we had action-packed storylines from, you know, our boy Ludwig Åberg, who, gosh, I tweeted out, like, it's a fun name to say.
Yeah.
Ludwig Åberg.
Yep.
And it's also fun to type.
Yeah.
And I had a reply, my buddy Ben, he tweeted at me, he's like, I'm just a little sad that he doesn't have more of an accent for a Swedish guy.
Oh, yeah.
He has no accent. Like, could you imagine his marketability if he was like the Swedish chef out there?
Porker, porker, porker.
Just cooking up birdies. You know? Oh, no, there's an eagle. You know?
Out there like the old SNL sketch, the Swedish chef ringtones.
Yes. You could just, that would be great. And his nickname needs to be the Swedish chef, just cooking up. Cooking up low scores.
There you go.
Left and right.
Yeah.
You know, that one out of the cabbage. Nice.
Yes.
Ludwig Åberg. I like, he's a fun young player too, man.
Yes.
And he seems like a good dude, like on the surface at least.
Mm-hmm.
The one story that we cannot get over though from Augusta and wrapping up the Masters is next. Because do you love or hate this decision? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Julia Westerman is a news reporter out of Columbia, South Carolina, who was thrown to the wolves by a coworker named Robbie Thomas, who's the VP and GM for the station she works for, WIS, in South Carolina. She had tweeted out that she'd won the lottery to play a round at Augusta National. Every media member that is credentialed to cover the Masters can enter their name into a lottery, which would allow them to play a round at the Masters or at Augusta National the day following the event. So today, Julia Westerman tweeted that out about just the surreal world that she's living in, being from South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
being able to cover the Masters, and what a great whirlwind it is that now she gets to cover the Masters. And then she wins the lottery to go and play Augusta National? That's a dream, man.
Absolutely.
Well, Robbie, her GM and VP, said, golfers, grit your teeth and try to muster your most sincere congratulations for WIS-TV's Julia Westerman. She just learned she's been selected to play a round of golf at Augusta National Golf Club on Monday. It will be the first round of golf she's ever played. The very first round of... Now, I don't even know if she... There's so many questions I have now.
Yeah.
Because her only response to this is, you know, I was going to keep that fact to myself for the most part, but now that we're here, it's out there.
Wow.
That's all she said.
Yeah.
Does she own a set of golf clubs? Has she gone to the driving range? What do we know? All I know is that there's a lot of pissed off people out there that are like, how dare she? Dirt. And he's not the only one, but they're just like, how dare she take that spot from someone else? Oh, get over yourself. She won the lottery. Go credential yourself and enter the damn lottery next year.
The way he teased it this morning was calling her the worst person in the world.
Which,
it's like, okay, it that's a bit aggressive.
Like, it is a dream of mine.
Yeah.
I actually had a dream last night that me and my buddies got to go and play Augusta National. And in my dream, one of my buddies, who now lives in Texas, he had a rat tail that he had to tuck up inside of his hat because they weren't going to let him play at Augusta. And I was like, I asked him, I go, why do you have a rat tail?
Yeah, right.
It was my question. It was braided. It was skinny. It was long. Oh, it was just like the nastiest of rat tails.
It was like Samuel L. Jackson and Jackie Brown.
And he was like, I want people to know I'm from Oregon. I was like, what? What?
What?
Huh?
That's not how you represent us.
This is part of my dream. All right. Just, it's part of the process. And he said, I want people to know I'm from Oregon, Dustin. And and I was like, why do you want people to know you're, why would that even mean that you're from Oregon?
Right?
He's like, Goonies never die. That was part of my dream.
Okay.
I have, I have dreams of playing Augusta National.
Yeah.
And my buddies tucking their rat tails into their hat so we can do it. Okay? Now. I think anybody who's picked up a golf club is like, yes, I want to go there.
Yeah.
I want to play Augusta National. It's a dream.
Yeah.
And she gets to live that dream, but she's never played around. I will counter the people that are upset at that with how awesome would it be if you're like, yeah, I've only played golf one time in my life.
Yeah.
And it was at Augusta National.
And that's exactly what Sprague said this morning. He said, if this is her truly her first ever round of golf, he said it should be her final round because you're just not topping that.
Never again.
Yeah.
Like, never play again. And she needs to post the score.
Mm-hmm.
I demand she post the score.
Yeah.
But again, like, people are like, she's going to shoot 300. Yeah, she might.
Yeah.
But she's also not playing from the tips.
Right.
And like, the putting, she actually might be okay at putting because she's going to be so hesitant. She's not going to blow anything past the hole, you know? Like, it's just, everything's just going to be tap, tap, tap when she eventually gets there.
Those greens were like pool tables, man.
I know. I think this story is great.
Yeah.
If she pays it off.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You got to pay it off by letting us know what you shot and how horrific it was. The one thing that would actually be frustrating in all of this is that if you are an actual golfer and she's in your, you get to play Augusta one time.
Yeah.
And she's out there just hacking around. That is, I feel bad for the other people in her group.
Do you think we can get this round in a shade under 8 hours?
Oh, probably not. Probably not. Probably not. What if she goes out and like cards in like a 90 though? What if she, like, what if she's at like, she's like, oh, I just played bogey golf, first round ever, at Augusta National. And then they make everybody
come
real.
Out for the tour.
Oh, yeah, so great. All right, we'll see you tomorrow from noon to 3. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's Primetime with Isaac and Sook. Sook and Ortner edition, or Sook and Buck edition. Ortner behind the glass. Have a great Monday, everybody. See you Tuesday right here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.